Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Alberto Carreto, and I am coming to you from Seattle, Washington. This is my first time doing a podcast, so if you will bear with me, I shall go ahead and tell you what I'm bringing to the table today. The program that I'm about to show you here, I've been using it for quite a while, and I'm pretty sure others have as well. I thought about doing a podcast about it months ago, and doing both the online part and the program itself. However, I have been hearing from friends that the online part is a little different depending on where you are. So what I'm going to do instead is demonstrate the program itself, and then take it from there, because the program itself is the same for everyone, no matter what. The program I'm going to be showing is Overdrive Media Console. Now, Overdrive is a service, online service, for books. They're partnered with many libraries around the United States and maybe around the world. I haven't been on the site in quite a while, so I don't know the new changes. But what I do on Overdrive is browse their audiobook collection. When you install the program, there is always going to be a free audiobook that comes with it. It's called Welcome to Overdrive Audiobooks, and it tells you how to download books and whatnot. Before you can play books with this program, I must say, and it will tell you this on the website as well, you must acquire, I believe they call it the Windows Media Player Security Upgrade, and you can do that from Overdrive Media Console, and I'll show you that a little later on. But the process is pretty simple. The program will go online, acquire the license to play the DRM-protected WMA and MP3 audiobooks, because that's what Overdrive handles, and it will, well, upgrade your Windows Media Player, and the program runs off of Windows Media Player, but it does not open the player. However, the commands to navigate through the book are similar to both Windows Media Player and to iTunes, so there are plenty of shortcuts. Okay, let's get started into the program here. I'm using WindowEye 7.1, and I'm going to go ahead and open Overdrive Media Console here.
Desktop. Overdrive Media Console. 9 of 26. Overdrive Media Console. 9 of 26. Overdrive Media Console. View all media. 1 of 2. Preview. Depth 2.
Okay. What WindowEye told you there, it's put me in a tree view, and that's what Overdrive Media Console does. As you download books, more items appear on that tree view, such as my collections, recently played, things like that. But for now, all we have is View All Media. And if we go down through the tree view,
my collections, 2 of 2.
You can sort the books, you know, by author, by title, things like that. But because I don't have any books on here at the moment, I cannot show you that. But maybe in a future podcast.
View all media.
Okay, so I've gone back up to view all media. Now, before we look at this tree view, this interface here, let's take a look at the menu bar. So I'm going to press the Alt key.
File F pull down.
Okay. The File submenu.
View V pull down.
The View.
Tools T pull down.
Tools.
Help page pull down.
Help.
System pull down.
And of course, System.
File F.
And back to File. Let's look at what's in the File menu here.
Open. O Control O dialog.
Okay. This dialog will prompt you for a file name. The Overdrive Media Console extension, I believe, is ODM. I could be wrong, though. But something along those lines. And when you download when you're on the internet and you download a book from OverDrive, you're not downloading the book. You are downloading the file associated with that book. So I guess it's like a playlist. That's the best way I can describe an ODM file. It's a playlist. And you would download that or save it or whatever it is you would do. You would then open it with OverDrive Media Console, or in my case, I have Mozilla Firefox, which is my default browser, set to automatically open ODM files because I know that OverDrive Media Console is the only program that will open them. So you would open that file, and this is the dialog to, that would bring up the open dialog, which is common, like in most applications, so I'm not going to show it to you.
Play, P control P dialog.
That is if you're on a book, you would go there to play it, or of course, when you're on that book, you can press the shortcut, which is control P.
Transfer, P control P dialog.
OverDrive Media Console gives you the ability to transfer books onto a mobile device or a removable card, depending on what it is. An MP3 player. I've never tried it on anything like a Victor Stream, or I did once try it on a Braille Note, and it actually did work. I transferred the book onto a card, and then from there played it on the Braille Note, and that did work. And any cheap MP3 player you may have lying around will work, as long as it doesn't have a clock, because these books do expire after 2 weeks, and you would understand more of this if you know how DRM-protected files work, which I'm sad to say I don't.
Burn, B control B dialog.
If the DRM license permits, you can burn the book onto a CD, and you would do that right here.
Download. W control D dialog.
That would be to download associated parts for the book. When you open an ODM file, what you get is a dialog, I believe, asking you where you would like to download the associated parts of the book. The default directory is usually in the My Documents folder. I believe when OverDrive Media Console is installed, it will create a folder in there called My Media. And then in the My Media folder, it will create another folder called WMA Audiobooks and another one called MP3 Audiobooks. And depending on what you're downloading, whether it be a WMA, an MP3 book, it would put it in the associated directory. And, I would just say leave the directories the way it is, unless you want to change it for some reason. And once you select the directory you want to download the parts, OverDrive Media Console will ask you which parts you want to download. A list of checkboxes will appear corresponding to the parts. So say I was downloading a book that had 7 parts. The list would appear with 7 items, and each would have a checkbox. And depending on which parts you want to download, you would either check or uncheck the box. And if you want to select or deselect all the parts, you can press your tab key and it will take you to those buttons respectively. And then you would tap to the OK button and it would start downloading. If you were to have not checked all the parts, because when I download a book, I generally check all the parts just to download them all in one go. But if you prefer, you can download first 2 parts and then the next 2. And this is where you would do it.
Pause download view disabled.
And that's self-explanatory.
Cancel download C disabled.
Also self-explanatory.
Delete detail.
That, I believe, will delete the book that is selected.
Properties. Are all enter dialog.
And the properties, if you were to press enter on that, it would give you the properties for the selected book.
My collections and pull down.
I believe this would take you to your collection of books. I've never explored this.
XLF4.
Maybe it could be another way of going through your tree view. And, of course, exit.
Open.
And we're back to open.
File F pulldown.
Okay.
View V pulldown.
Now, in view, we have...
Toolbar T checked.
Now, all these, to me, sound like what you would find with your Windows Explorer. I personally don't mess with these because I like my view settings the way they are now. I'm pretty comfortable with the tree view. This program is real accessible that way, so I'm going to keep it at that.
Status bar S checked. Console C checked.
These are all checked, as you can tell.
Thumbnails H.
Except for that one.
Tiles I. Icons O. List L. Details E. Sort media by R pulldown.
And, you know, you can sort your media.
Toolbar T checked.
And we're back to toolbar.
View V pulldown. Tools T pulldown.
Tools. This you may want to pay attention to.
Windows Media Player Security Upgrade. W dialog.
This is where you would go to upgrade your Windows Media Player before you can play any WMA or MP3 DRM protected audiobooks. Now, because I don't know much about the DRM protected files, I'm not gonna go into full detail, but if you do have any questions concerning the way licenses work, feel free to contact me. When the OverDrive books have this DRM tag on them, it allows you to be able to listen to the files during the checkout period, which, unless they've changed it, is 14 days. And during those 14 days, you can listen to the book straight through, you can listen to it in segments or whatever. Once the DRM tag is removed, then obviously you wouldn't have that, but you would go to this upgrade if you were installing OverDrive Media Console for the first time and you have never played OverDrive Media Console books. So there's your upgrade. If you were to press enter on this link, it would take you through the prompts. It would give you fully detailed instructions on how to upgrade. And since I'm using Windowize, it's really accessible, so you would just go to the next button. It'll tell you to wait, and then to be sure that it upgraded successfully, on the last prompt screen, or whatever you want to call it, a play button will appear if you tab through the screen. And if you were to press enter on the play button, you would hear a human voice, which I believe is some DRM protected audio file that will play saying congratulations, or you've now been upgraded, something along those lines. They always seem to change that dialogue, which is why I'm not demonstrating it now.
Options. Oh, dialogue.
Options. Let's go into this and see what we have.
Menu closed. Dialogue. Options. Default download folders. No selected item. List view.
Okay. Your default download folders. If you wanted to change them.
Browse. B. Dialog. Button.
Okay.
Media Explorer autoplay options. Automatically resume from furthest played point. R. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 3.
This option determines what you want OverDrive Media Explorer, which is the window that opens up when you play a book, what you want to happen. So I have it set to resume from furthest play point. What that means is the first time I play a book, I will listen to a part and say an hour into the book, I want to stop it so that I can go eat. I would do that. Exit OverDrive Media Explorer and OverDrive Media Console, and then some minutes later come back and play the book again. And it would continue from where I left off. Let's see what else is here.
Media Explorer autoplay options. Disable autoplay. A. Radio button. Checked. 3 of 3.
Self-explanatory. That would turn off that feature.
Media Explorer autoplay options. Automatically play from beginning. P. Radio button. Checked. What?
That would mean when you press, when you select a book and you press Control P or go into the context menu or whatever it is you would do to play the book, you would, it would start playing from the beginning. And of course, disabling that feature will, when you press Control P on the book that you've selected, it will open the Overdrive Media Explorer window, but it will not play the book.
Internet options. My internet connection requires authentication. I. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Those of you who are computer experts will know a thing or two about that. I personally don't, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay. Button.
Okay.
Cancel. Button.
Self-explanatory, both those buttons.
Help. H. Button.
If you would need help setting up those options.
Default download folders.
And back to default download folders. And because I don't want to, because I don't want to save those options that I've changed, I'm going to press Escape.
Overdrive Media Console. Media Library. Expanded. Two items. Preview.
Okay. Let's go back into the menu bar.
File F. View. Tools key pulldown.
Back in Tools.
Windows Media Player Security Upgrade. W Dialog. Options. O Dialog. Windows Media Player Security Upgrade.
Huh. And the options was the last one.
Tools key. Help H pulldown.
Okay, so now let's go into Help.
Help Topics H.
Help Topics.
About copyrighted materials. See Dialog.
Ah, this is where you would get all the information you would need about the DRM tags and what have you, because, again, I'm going to remind all of you that I have no idea what, how exactly to explain the DRM, except that it controls the options that a book has. So if the DRM license allows you, you can burn a book. If it allows you, you can play the book once you download it and it works as a regular WMA file, or you can just play, or maybe it might say require that you only can play it one time and then it's gone.
About Overdrive Media Console, a dialogue.
About the program, all these options I haven't gone into because I like to try and use the program without consulting the manuals, even though I do know they are pretty good, but that's just the way I am.
Help Topics H.
And we're back to Help Topics.
Help H pulldown. System pulldown.
And this is, of course, system, restore, move, minimize, maximize, what have you.
Restore R disabled. Move M. Size S. Minimize N. Maximize X. Close C. Restore R. System pulldown.
Okay, so now that we've checked out the menu bar.
Menu closed. Media library. Expand.
And as you heard, this is the media library. We're back in the tree view. And what you have here.
Media library. Expanded.
It's expanded. And of course, you know, JAWS will tell you what it tells you. This program is really accessible. So I'm going down with the arrows.
View all media. 1 of 2. Depth 2.
Okay.
My collections. 2 of 2. My collections. 2 of 2.
And then you can tab around through the tree view.
No selected item. No selected item.
And because I don't have any books, there's nothing in here.
My collections.
In my collections.
View all media.
Now if we go to view all media.
No selected item. List view.
Oh.
Welcome to Overdrive.
Okay, there we go. I had to press the down arrow, but what it said is here.
Welcome to Overdrive Media Console. Format. WMA Audiobook. Acquired. 1/30/2009. Less played. 4/23/2009. Expires. Never. Duration. 307. 1 of 1.
Okay. What you heard there is the information about the book. This is the book that comes with Overdrive Media Console when you install it. So no matter what, you get this book. You can delete it. You can... Well, let's see what you can do with this book. This is a free DRM-protected book, so, of course, it might have a bit more options. But when you do download a book, they do appear in alphabetical order. That's the default view. I believe in that dialogue I showed you earlier by sort media by. You may be able to change that. Again, I like mine set the way it is, so I don't mess with those options. But let's check out what we can do with this book. Now, I could go into the file menu and check out the options that way, but what I'm going to do is press the applications key.
Menu open context menu.
And we have...
Play. P control P dialog.
We'll go back to that in a second. First, let's go down.
Transfer. P control P dialog.
If I had a portable device or some sort of removable storage, that's where I would go to transfer my media. This book.
Burn. P control P dialog.
I could burn this. Maybe.
Download. D control D dialog.
Download. So I don't know why I would, because I already have it.
Add to collection a pull down disabled.
Add it to a collection, but of course this is disabled, so I don't know what collection I would add it to.
Delete DL.
I can delete it.
Properties. P all enter dialog.
Now if I press enter on the properties, it would tell me all about the book and, you know, what the DRM lets me do.
Play. P control P dialog.
Okay, we're back at play. I'm going to press enter on play. And what's going to happen is the Overdrive Media Explorer window will open. And we will check out what we can do there. Okay.
Menu closed. Part 1. List view. 101.
Digital media.
I'm going to stop it here. Here you have Overdrive Media Explorer. Here.
Overdrive Media Explorer.
And this is a whole new tab area. To what I refer to him because I press the tab or the shortcut keys to go around. And this is the book. It's very much like the DAISY format.
Part 1. 101.
There's a list box of the parts of the book, in which case this is only one book, so it's only one part.
Search for Overdrive download media in your area. List view. 5 of 6.
Okay, this is another list view. And as you go up and down, these are the sub-parts, I guess you could say. Some authors will divide these by chapter, by section, you know, like I said, just like a DAISY book. In this case, because it's Welcome to Overdrive Media Books, it's divided into different topics, such as...
Overdrive developed its media console with accessibility in mind.
Accessibility.
Overdrive Media Console works with text-to-speech readers for the visually
impaired.
Let's
go to the top here.
Welcome to Overdrive.
Welcome to Overdrive Media Console, the next generation platform for digital media. Popular audio.
Overdrive offers the best selection of download media.
Janet Ivanovich, James Patterson.
Overdrive Media Console features. Accessibility features for the visually impaired.
With accessibility in mind.
Contact
thank
us.
You for select digital
search
media
for Overdrive download media in your area. Contact
thank
us.
You for
well,
so you guys kind of get how that works. Let's keep tabbing.
Play button.
There's the play button. Self-explanatory, right? Space.
Welcome to
space again. Obviously, you know, play pause.
Stop button.
There's the stop button. I believe if you were to stop and play the book again, it would start over the section where you stopped it. Now, if you paused it, it would, of course, resume from in the middle of the section or wherever it is you paused it.
Next media marker button.
These are all media markers. that either that the author sets. And usually this is, I believe, in this case it's 15 seconds, though I could be wrong. Maybe media markers are totally different than, because the way it works, when you fast forward and rewind through the book, Overdrive will let you go 15 seconds at a time. So if you were to rewind one step, you would go 15 seconds back and fast forward 15 seconds forward.
Mute button.
Self-explanatory.
100 of 100. Track bar.
This is the volume.
Play speed. Dialogue button.
Change the speed of the book. I think that's kind of cool. Because these are the... Most of the Overdrive books are the original narrators that narrate the book if you were to buy them on CD.
Skip back 15 seconds. Button.
Oh, there's the button to skip back 15 seconds.
Resume from furthest play point. Button.
That's if you don't have the autoplay option, which is what I have set up. But if you didn't, this is the button you would press to resume from where you left off last in the book.
Bookmarks. Dialogue. Button.
You can set and manage bookmarks in the book, your own bookmarks.
Launch Windows Media Player. Button.
That will open Windows Media Player. I don't know why you would want to, but hey.
Help. H. Button.
This is the help. This is if you need help with Overdrive Media Explorer, of course. Because this is what it's all about, right?
Close. C. Button.
Close. Obviously.
3 of 236. Track bar.
This is another way of going through the book. If you were to slide the track bar, you know, to the left, to the right, or whatever, it will go through the book 15 seconds.
18 of 236.
Yep. 18
Three
seconds.
Of two, 0 of 236. 0 of 236. 15 of 2, 30 of 200.
I'm going to the right here.
45 of 200, 60 of 2, 15, 0 of 2.
That's a long way of trying to find your way back to where you last left off in the book if you were to somehow lose your place.
Part 1, list view, 1 of 1.
And we're now back to part 1, or the first list view. There are shortcuts, quite a bit of shortcuts actually, and like I said earlier on, there were shortcuts similar to Windows Media Player and iTunes, or if you use Real Player as well. For instance, Control P would play it.
Part 1, 1 of 1.
Welcome to Overdrive Media
and
Console.
Pressing Control
the next
P
generation
platform would pause it.
Part 1, 1 of 1.
Oh, sorry about that. And then, let's press Control P.
Form for
Part
digital
one.
Media. The Overdrive Media Console
Control
provides
S.
the ultimate...
Part 1. What?
We'll stop it.
Part.
Welcome
Control
to Overdrive
again.
Media Console.
Part
the next
one.
Generation
one
platform
one.
For digital media. The Overdrive
F9?
Media Console provides the ultimate in convenience, sound,
will
and flexibility.
F9 held down will lower the volume.
Part 1. 1 of 1.
And F10 will
Media
raise
Console,
the volume.
It's quick and easy to download and enjoy your favorite
Control
digital
Part
audiobooks,
one.
Music,
Control
and
right
video.
Arrow.
Part 1.
You'll find suspense, romance, classical literature,
we'll take
self-help,
the different
humor,
sections.
And many more genres.
Part
At the
one.
Heart of everything
Control
is the Overdrive Media.
Part 1.
You'll find suspense.
Part 1.
Welcome
Part
to
one.
Overdrive Media Console,
Part one.
The next generation platform for digital media.
Control.
The Overdrive Media Console.
Part.
Control Shift Right will take you to the next part, and Control Shift Left will take you to the previous part. F11.
Part 1.
WindowEyes, for some reason, keeps saying that, but never mind that.
Provides the ultimate in convenience, sound, and flexibility for you to enjoy popular audio and video material anytime, anywhere.
I mean, F8 mutes it.
To download and enjoy your favorite digital audiobooks, music, and...
Okay. And those are all the shortcuts that I use. But if you want the full list of shortcuts, which I'm pretty sure there's more, you can go to the help button or press F1, which is what I'm going to do now.
Help. Media Explorer. Closed. 6 of 12.
Okay, so a tree view opened up here.
Software license agreement. 5 of...
And I believe when you press F1, it opens up, I believe it's the manual.
Copyrighted materials notice. 4 of 12. Windows Media Player security upgrade. 3 of 12. Overdrive Media Console shortcut keys. 2 of 12.
There's what we're looking for, I believe. So...
Overdrive Media...
I've pressed Enter, and now I'm pressing F6.
Loading page. Load done. One heading. Top.
Okay. It opened up the section I wanted. You know, this kind of reminds me of the WindowEyes manual, because the way you would read the manual in general, this is exactly how you would with, I believe, the Overdrive Media Console manual, because I pressed Enter on the section and then F6 and it opens. So here we are.
Top heading 1.
And there's a heading. Neatly organized.
Overdrive Media Console shortcut keys.
The shortcut keys. Let's see what we have.
The following shortcut keys and key combinations can be used to operate Overdrive.
Okay.
Media Console. List 1 with 8 items. D download control D. D play control P. D transfer control T. D burn control B.
And these you already know if you've been listening.
D delete L. D properties alt enter. D help F1. D exit alt F4. End of list 1. The following shortcut keys and key combinations can be used to operate the Overdrive Media Explorer window.
Okay, here we go.
List 2 with 24 items. D play pause control P. D stop control S. D previous part control shift left. D next part control shift right. D previous media marker control left. D next media marker control right.
Ah, so that's the media markers. It's interesting. They have, the thing that I love about this program, it's really accessible. There is no one way of doing one thing, you know? There's these shortcut keys, there's all these buttons. I mean, developers of this program really did a good job. I don't know how well it works with JAWS, but I'm pretty sure there's at least a couple of you people out there that use the program that are using JAWS. And now that I'm curious, hey, I would love to know how it works for you guys, because with WindowEyes, it's working really good.
D mute sound F8. D volume down F9. D volume up F10. D play speed slow 0.6 times normal control 1.
Now we're getting into the ones that I didn't know.
D play speed normal control 2. D play speed fast 1.4 times normal control 3. D play speed faster 2 times normal control 4. D play speed fast forward 5 times normal control 5. D video size small 50 normal control 7.
I believe this would be if you were watching an Overdrive eFlick, because Overdrive does have eFlicks, or movies, enhanced movies. I've never checked out their collection, so I don't know exactly what you would expect to find in there.
D video size normal control 8. D video size large 200 normal control 9. D video size full screen control 0. D skip back 15 seconds control shift B. D resume from furthest play point control shift F. D add bookmark control B.
And of course you would add the bookmark if you want to bookmark your place. One thing for WindowEyes users, you might have to hit the insert B key to bypass
D resume from furthest play point control shift F.
B because one time I actually did try this, and when I pressed Control-Shift-F, of course, as all of us Windowize users know, it brought up the Find dialog. But this was in version 6.0, so maybe it might have been fixed. But if it hasn't, then just be aware that Insert B will actually bypass the Find dialog and bring you do what Overdrive Media Console does with that, associates that shortcut with.
D-Launch Windows Media Player Control W. D-Help F1. D-Close Overdrive Media Explorer Window Escape. End of list 2. Bottom.
There you have it. Quite a list of shortcut keys that you can use. Let me get out of here.
Overdrive Media Console. Overdrive Media Explorer. No selected.
Now, it's interesting because sometimes what will happen is Overdrive Media Console and Overdrive Media Explorer will be two separate windows. So sometimes I will be alt-tabbing around because I always have a lot of things running on the computer at the same time. So sometimes I'll have Winamp and Overdrive running, but there will be actually three windows. The Winamp, and then the other two would be Overdrive. One would be Overdrive Media Console, and the other would be Overdrive Media Explorer. And other times, the Overdrive Media Console window will disappear, and all I would find would be two windows, the Winamp and Overdrive Media Explorer. And if I were to press Escape on the Overdrive Media Explorer, of course that window would then disappear, and the Overdrive Media Console window would just be there. But that's one thing that I find pretty interesting. I don't know if that should be considered an issue or if that's just there. Okay, that here ends this podcast. If you have any questions, you can email me at brcarreto@gmail.com. That's brcarreto@gmail.com. Or if you would like to talk to me on Skype or just add me to your list just to have me there, my Skype name is Carreto24. CARRETO24. Thank you all once again for bearing with me. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me.